I'll turn this over now to Martin Hoshino for the Administrative Director's report.
Thank you, Chief. Members. Chief, I forgot we had actually done all of those things in that window of time. It's been a very active and busy period of time. Members, the regular written report from me to the council is in your materials. There it documents a fairly substantial amount of activities that are going on at the council, both among the Judicial Council staff, as well as the work of the various committees and subcommittees and working groups are summarized there for you. I thought, however, I would also then pull out some sections of the things that we're working on and to highlight them. I pulled them out because there are two things that have really dominated the landscape of at least my time and many of the members of the council and many of the members of our judicial family in the branch over the last period in between the last meeting and this one. And they are Prop 47 and then the budget-making process. I had the good fortune of watching history play out on November 5th. This was the day after Prop 47 had passed. It was just by happenstance that I had scheduled a visit with the Yolo County Court with Judge Rosenberg and to be there on November 5th that morning. And November 4th, of course, the voters had spoken and Prop 47 was now the law of the state. And there I was witness to what was a part of criminal justice history. And it was just literally fascinating to me to the point that I couldn't contain my enthusiasm as I watched Judge Rosenberg work and work and work with all the justice partners and the folks that were there. Court opened at 8:30. At 8:32, we were talking about Proposition 47. And there I watched Judge Rosenberg, the district attorney, various defense council members answer one question, which only led to two more, or to three more, or to four more, so on and so forth. And it was just fascinating. And I have to confess, just being from the criminal justice system and knowing the areas I do, just being downright giddy watching it, because it was history in the living, and I had an appreciation for it, so much to the point that I think Judge Rosenberg, being the person that he is and the well-mannered person that he is, I think I was getting a little bit under his skin because he was really doing all of the work.
I must tell you, we had to tase Martin at one time.
So it was really easy for me because I was the witness to it, but not the actual person who had to lift all of those files and make all of that stuff happen and deal with the difficult problems that had to be solved as they developed. So from that day, I then toured his court, but then left and went down to the capital of California to immediately start to talk about what I had seen and what was happening in California. And so that experience was very important because I saw the workload and the dimension, and it began to spread more and more, just not just beyond the judicial branch, but to some of our law enforcement partners. And this is going to have effects throughout the state, I think more than anybody could imagine or surmise, even in the minds of the proponents. So we've been engaged in a lot of activity. I want to commend and thank Judge Slough and Mary Beth Todd. They've been instrumental in helping us quantify and identify the workload. It also presented a grand opportunity for us to collect and work collaboratively between the council staff as well as the trial courts where this is all playing out. And together we've been learning about what is going on and setting about quantifying the impact and the new workload that is there. Because we know that there's a net analysis to be done here at the end of the day on this. So as I sit here, a survey is in its final stages that is really a product and amalgam of some of the trial court's work as well as our own work that is going to be going out shortly to the trial courts to start to collect workload information, all building toward hopefully a way to explain and justify resources to manage what is a big and sweeping impact in our workplace. Our message on Prop 47 has been that coming out of what we are coming out of, and by that I refer to the budget reductions as well as the reductions in our reserves, it's harder for us to absorb workload like this. and the effect of Prop 37 is to make the things that were difficult and that we were struggling with more difficult and more of a struggle. And worse than that, out of the reductions, there's been, in my opinion, very quickly here, easy to see, lots of innovation and change in business practices and new things that we are engaged in. And the prospect of Prop 47 landing in our operations will serve to either delay, chill, or reduce or slow down those innovations and efficiencies that are starting to happen in our system. And so I think this has been really essential, and I don't think it can overstate the need to press on this particular issue in that manner, that there should be some remedy or some relief or some assistance in this area, because the consequences will get worse for what is occurring here. And on that note, we're not alone. As I mentioned, the criminal justice system is adjusting statewide to this. And so what we did was we convened a meeting of all of the players, including Department of Finance officials and officials from the administration, as well as from the Sheriff's Office and from probation and from Health and Human Services and the state hospitals, you name it. This is a big deal, and it has a wide impact. And the first meeting was really about spotting issues, is what we call it, to try and figure out what all the dimensions of this. And we have some follow-up meetings scheduled, and we expect that this will occur hopefully during the course of the 6 months or 12 months to come as we begin to continue to grapple with that. So a fair amount of activity going on that. I don't expect it to abate as we work our way through that. We're going to try and figure out how budgets get put together for this. Those will all be predicated on certain assumptions that I assume we will revisit those assumptions during the course of the year as the actual impacts begin to play out over the course of the year. And then turning attention to the larger budget work, the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee is continuing its work. The primary focus is some of the reduction allocations related to getting down to the 1% reserve. My understanding is that they will be making some presentations and recommendations in that regard coming up in January. So that is some information and some activity that is headed the way of the council for the next meeting. Simultaneously, our government affairs office has been working on surveying and cataloging, again, another year of the impacts of reductions, but also taking it another step forward for the things that folks are doing to adapt. And I think there's good news there. Last, there is a general fund update series that will be getting completed here as we get into the end of the budget season in preparation for the governor's proposal, and our finance office will be getting that update from the Department of Finance so that we will help everybody inform what the overall state budget picture is. I think I would anticipate that not just in these last couple of weeks of the budget development, but also then after the budget, there's, to me, a growing sense that there should be a broader discussion over the course of the year about how the judicial branch budget is funded, what are the streams, what are the sources, literally how it is wired, and whether or not we can have a discussion and go to work on a more stable funding source or funding system or model for the judicial branch. We started these discussions both internally in our family, and we started those discussions with the Department of Finance. It's my impression that we should spend some time threading the challenges of our current year and the things that we're experiencing with what might be our longer term plans. And I'm looking forward to working with the members of the judicial branch during the course of the year on this. The last thing is I've been able to get out and actually visit some of the trial courts. I think the last time I'd only been able to get to Los Angeles and one of the district courts, but since then I've been able to go to Yolo Court. I then spent some quality time in Sonoma Court. Fresno or Fres Yes was a fantastic experience. There's a lot of innovations going on, and I got that from them. the Fred's Yes part. They're very proud group, hardworking, and I think have come up with some things that, that can be scaled in other parts of the state. It's little secrets, but we need to not have those secrets. I think everybody should benefit from some of the great things that they've been doing down there, and likewise at San Mateo. So I hope to continue this, to try and find and visit as many as I can, but at the same time keep a reasonable pace, since there are other demands, and I feel like if I just did that, then I wouldn't actually be serving the council or the branch as a whole. But anyway, that concludes my report. I'm really looking forward to working on some of these issues over the course of the beginning of the new year.
Thank you, Martin. Appreciate hearing your thoughts.